and I myself did not know him. But the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, the man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. I have seen and I testify that this is God's chosen one.
The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said,
"Look, the Lamb of God!"
When the two disciples heard him say this, they followed Jesus. Turning around, Jesus saw them following and asked,
"What do you want?"
They said,
"Rabbi,"
which means teacher,
"where are you staying?"
"Come,"
he replied,
"and you will see."
So they went and saw where he was staying, and they spent that day with him. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, was one of the two who heard what John had said and who had followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon and tell him,
"We have found the Messiah,"
that is, the Christ, and he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said,
"You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas,"
which, when translated, is Peter. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him,
"Follow me."
Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him,
"We have found the one Moses wrote about in the law and about whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph."
"Nazareth? Can anything good come from there?"
Nathanael asked.
"Come and see,"
said Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said of him,
"Here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit."
"How do you know me?"
Nathanael asked. Jesus answered,
"I saw you while you were still under the fig tree, before Philip called you."
Then Nathanael declared,
"Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You are the King of Israel."
Jesus said,
"You believe because I told you I saw you under the fig tree. You will see greater things than that."
He then added,
"Very truly I tell you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man."
Chapter 2. On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him,
"They have no more wine."
"Woman, why do you involve me?"
Jesus replied.
"My hour has not yet come."
His mother said to the servants,
"Do whatever he tells you."
Nearby stood 6 stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus said to the servants,
"Fill the jars with water."
So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them,
"Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet."
They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said,
"Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now."
What Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. After this, he went down to Capernaum with his mother and brothers and his disciples. There they stayed for a few days. When it was almost time for the Jewish Passover, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple courts, he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and others sitting at tables exchanging money. So he made a whip out of cords and drove all from the temple courts, both sheep and cattle. He scattered the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. To those who sold doves, he said,
"Get these out of here! Stop turning my father's house into a market!"
His disciples remembered that it is written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." The Jews then responded to him,
"What sign can you show us to prove your authority to do all this?"
Jesus answered them,
"Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days."
They replied,
"It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and you